bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Welcome to Changing the Face of Jazz. This is a series which focuses on young women who've been making their names as jazz instrumentalists in the past few years. All of them have taken part in projects which were aimed at encouraging more young women to study jazz and think about music as a career. Most of them have been recipients of the prestigious Jan Rutherford Award. They're all changing the face of jazz. The focus of Changing the Face of Jazz this week is trumpeter Ellen Kirkwood. I probably should say trumpeter and composer. She's a winner of the Jan Rutherford Award and used the award to compose and record a piece of music which we're going to hear. She recorded Theseus and the Minotaur, and I was taught at school to call it Theseus and the Minotaur, but anyway, it's either the Minotaur or the Minotaur, but it's certainly Ellen Kirkwood's recording by her band Captain Kirkwood. And we're going to hear a track called Vexation. And the other music we'll hear to start the programme is a track from another band she plays with, Fat Yehuza, from their album I Don't Care, and it's called Kickboxing Day.
Thank you. I'm Ellen Kirkwood. I am a trumpet player and a composer and also a teacher and jazz band, high school jazz band director. I sing a bit too, and I sort of dabble in a few other instruments. I would describe the music that I play and compose as, well, there's a fair bit of jazz in there, as I come from a bit of a jazz background from studying jazz at the Sydney Conservatorium, but I'm interested in a wide variety of different styles. I really love music from non-Western cultures, only like Ethiopian and African music. I mean, Ethiopian in particular, but African stuff is really groovy and I love it. And also a lot of Eastern European stuff, so like Balkan, and I'm into klezmer, and I'm into sort of, you know, just the wider sort of gypsy kind of thing. I really also like sort of Middle Eastern music. I don't know as much about it as other styles, but I really enjoy Arabic music. I was in a salsa band for a while, so I'm into that sort of stuff, and other sort of South American music, the interesting rhythms. I started playing music when I was 5. My family was pretty musical. My mum sang and played flute and guitar, and my dad, although not really a trained musician, was a decent singer, and his mum was a good musician, and so a lot of family history of that. So I started when I was 5, and I started on piano. I played piano until I was, I think, 11, but I started up trumpet when I was 9 because my uncle offered to lend me his trumpet, and I sort of thought, okay, sounds cool. And I picked up pretty quickly because I already knew how to read music. Mm. I think I was better at trumpet than piano. I think, although I had a good ear and a good sense of relative pitch, I was maybe not hugely coordinated. I was okay at piano. I wasn't amazing at it. But I think when I picked up trumpet, it sort of all made sense pretty quickly because I already had that background of reading and rhythm and stuff like that from the piano. I decided to focus on trumpet from about age 12, I think. There was a few years of crossover of piano and trumpet, but eventually I think what helped me to decide that is I just loved playing with people, and school bands lend themselves a lot more to trumpet than piano, at least early on anyway. If I'd kept on with piano, I might have discovered jazz a bit earlier, but I didn't really start doing any jazz stuff until I was 13 or 14, actually. What attracted me to jazz, it's not so much what attracted me to jazz, or it was just sort of more what was available to me. So I went to Carlingford High, which had a really good music program, and, you know, as soon as I got there, I joined the bands, and they said, hey, we've got a stage band as well, would you like to join that? And so I joined the junior stage band, and I really liked it. It was unusual for me. I remember reading the rhythms and being like, oh, this is weird. Like, I mean, I found it difficult because the rhythms were not what I was used to, but in not too long I was pretty used to it, and I moved up from the junior stage band to the senior one, and then started to see other people improvising and, oh, I want to have a go at that. Yeah, there weren't always that many opportunities to have a go, but I wanted to. I was interested in doing it. I guess the decision to make jazz my thing sort of came fairly late in high school. I'd been in the big bands at school for a while, but I also joined the arts unit jazz orchestra. The Department of Education arts unit had bands that you can audition to be part of, and I started playing with them from when I was about 14. So yeah, for 3 years I was in the top jazz orchestra. I guess it was just sort of this slow development of me loving the music. The more that I did, the more I was like, this is really awesome. Yeah, just sort of becoming more and more passionate about it, and also being surrounded by people who were really into it and could introduce me to really great music, like my conductors, and also just other kids in the band sort of going, oh, check this out. So slowly but surely I was like, oh, this is really cool. It's not to say I didn't, because I was also in SWE, which is the Symphonic Wind Ensemble, who were who played amazing music, and we did really well in Stedfords, and it was just really interesting modern stuff. So it's not to say I was necessarily more interested in one than the other, but I think eventually... This is a very interesting question. I think eventually it took me a while to sort of get into improvising. I think I didn't really learn a lot about improvising until I was in year 12. And I'd sort of dabbled in stuff, but there were other people in the band who were better at it than me and usually got the solo. So I played lead trumpet in the high school stage band. And usually the lead trumpet doesn't play that many solos. So I didn't get as many solos, and I sort of still wanted to. And I, like, a friend gave me a bit of a Jamie Ebersold play-along compilation, which I sort of fooled around with and kind of self-taught, but I use my ear a lot. But I guess the more that I did of that, the more I got into it and became passionate about it and thought that that was what I wanted to do. It just sort of, like, started to become the thing that I was interested in more than other types of music. It was quite a gradual process for me deciding that jazz was going to be my thing. I think the Young Women's Workshops and the Jan Rutherford Award have been immensely important in my development as a musician, not just a jazz musician, as a musician on the whole, and a composer. The fact that I learned so much from the Young Women's Workshops, and at the end Sandy encouraged me to audition for the Con, which I did, and I got in and learned so much. And also the Jan Rutherford Award is just such an amazing opportunity for me to be pushed into do this thing and get it out there, and this is possible, and it also gave me a lot of cred. I've won an award. People go like, oh, cool, she's award winning, or you know, this is the Jan Rutherford Memorial Award concert. This is Ellen's presentation of her new music, and people go, oh, okay, cool. Sounds interesting. Let's check it out. And I think that's meant that more people have heard me, and more people have gone like, oh, okay, cool. This is what Ellen does. She's a person around the place who is doing things and creating things, and they're interesting and a bit weird, but that's cool. I would describe myself not as a female musician, but as a musician first and foremost who happens to be a woman. The reason for that is that I want to be judged first and foremost on the music that I make. I feel like music doesn't have a gender. Music should just be listened to for what it is, and my gender should not influence people's opinion of that. I'm hoping that young women and girls seeing us doing that will help them to picture themselves in our place. I think that is a big reason why there is a gender imbalance in jazz. It's because there just aren't that many role models. When I was younger and I, you know, would see a woman musician, especially a woman playing the trumpet, I'd be like, oh, she's great. Like I would be so into listening to her, and I'd be egging her on. I'd be like, yeah. So I think that's so important, having young girls sort of be able to picture themselves doing that thing. Like, I can do that. There's no girl things or boy things to do. It's just a thing, and I can do it. I won't be judged. The advice I'd give a young woman just doing year 12 would be, I think it would be a great idea to, well, do the young women's workshops, see if you can get into the Con, but that's not the be all and end all. There are so many other ways that you can learn to play jazz and improvise. And also try and listen to as much different stuff as you can. Try and get to know a lot of different music, because when you find stuff that you like, you won't be able to help just playing it and pursuing it. And try and play with lots of different people. Try and go out and see lots of gigs. Just keep doing it. If someone tells you that you're not really going to be that great, they sort of doubt you a little bit, stuff them. Because if you're really, really into it, there's nothing that will be able to stop you from doing what you love.
Changing the Face of Jazz This Week, featuring trumpeter and composer Ellen Kirkwood. And we heard music from two of the projects that Ellen's associated with, her band Captain Kirkwood and the Theseus and the Minotaur CD, from which we took a track, the last track of the programme there. It's called Vexation. And to start the profile, we heard a piece from her band Fat Yehuza from their album I Don't Care, and the track was called Kickboxing Day. Changing the Face of Jazz is produced and presented by Mick Padden.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.